Morning sickness. 98.
It's just about time for us to get the hell out of here. Before we go, it's time for Brady to entertain us all. Brought to you by my friends over there at ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. And again, like I always say, the people that are bugging me about stuff are always like, I don't know if I'm in good enough shape to get out there. Well, you can get in into ReactDefense.com in any shape. They'll do the crawl, walk, run plan with you. They'll get you there where you need to be. You can be in amazing shape, and trust me, you'll still be challenged by what they put you through. And it's the same as the person who's in no shape at all. It's just a new experience that you're going to need. And right now, if you're thinking to yourself, well, I need to get in shape first, well, let me tell you this. Right over there at the ReactDefense.com, you get yourself loaded up. They also are nutritionists. They can help you out with that kind of stuff. You get a one-year commitment right now. You get a free 90-day fitness assessment. And they can help you learn how to roll into this thing, stay healthy, eat right, and go through the entire process. That's how good it is. It's full service, I tells you. ReactDefense.com. Father's Day special still available right now if you want to go there. The one-year commitment gets you all of the health benefits that come along with it. That's about $150 value for nothing. They'll throw it in there and get you all in the shape you're dying to get into. And you'll do it in a way you've never imagined being able to. It could save your life. ReactDefense.com. Home! Of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Forbes magazine says Jay-Z has become the first hip-hop artist to be a billionaire.
Ha-ha!
Billionaire.
Damn it.
In addition to music, Jay-Z's empire includes liquor, art, real estate, and stakes in companies like Uber.
That's what I was going to say.
He's got $70 million in Uber.
Rapping got him going.
Yeah.
But he's really got his hands in
the investments.
The biggest dough is coming from his champagne.
Yeah, those liquor companies are
$310 million.
How did Dr. Dre not get there first with the beat stuff and all?
I think he has to split it.
Yeah, that's right. That one little white guy. Yeah.
He's got $70 million in art. His music catalogs were $75
million. That ain't blah.
Tidal, $100 million.
He's got a few. He's got his hands in a lot of pot.
Cognac is $100 million.
$1 billion. Man, oh man, does that sound nice? I want to be part of that triple comma club.
Kylie Jenner says, "Welcome."
Yeah. She and Jay-Z are hanging out at the bottom of the list, but they're on the list. Damn it, that'd be great.
Colin Farrell was once so hungover on the set of Minority Report that it took him 50 takes to say one line.
What was the line?
I asked them, let's see. The line was, it was a rough night. I didn't get any sleep. No. doesn't say the line.
Yeah, all right. He's a drunk then. You're saying Colin Farrell has a drinking problem and it affects his work.
Yeah, he's a big time drinker.
Maybe but it's just the venue. Maybe it's the event.
He's been sober for 13 years.
Could just be. That things that were happening around him were the problem. Caused all that alcohol. I mean, you understand what
that
I'm saying.
That was one of the low points.
Eric gets it.
Why are you looking at me?
Because that was maybe Colin and you had something in common. You're Irish. Events happen. The next thing you know, you're puking in your own pants.
Events. You know, I like to have fun at events.
Events.
See, without the events, I'd be fine. I can go home and have one, two drinks, a little Jameson.
Oh, yeah. Bed. You can calm yourself.
Right.
And it makes the shaking stop. It's good for you.
It does, yeah. Calms my nerves.
I like that. That's not alcoholism. That's like, nice. It's like almost having a cool breeze or air conditioning or something in your house.
Sure.
I can't stop shaking, and I'm crying. This makes me feel better. It's the same as if the AC went out in my house. I'd be miserable. Turn the AC on, everything's fine. Eric's AC is called Jameson. It makes his body relax.
I did the other night. I started shaking?
I
was close to drinking the fifth.
Wow. All at once?
Yeah, there was some. Like, I've never really had that much in one evening.
You went for a new record?
In a while. Not since I was, like, in college and stuff.
Right. Was there an event going on?
No event.
No, it's just that's alcoholism.
Oh,
there goes that excuse you had. Seemed reasonable until just
now. It was chilling by the pool.
Well, yeah. You got to drink the whole bottle of Jameson.
Did you polish it off?
No. No, I saved the little bit left.
Was it because at one point you thought, if I don't drink it, Then I didn't drink at all, so it's not as bad.
Well, Lisa brought it home for me. It was a cask mate.
Sure,
too.
You got to finish
it
off.
And I really like.
Or the intention was to finish it off, but you didn't make it to the bottom.
There was no intention, Brady. It was just me sitting by the pool. I don't intend on downing
but you knew
a
whole
bottle of Jameson.
You know what that reminds me of? Remember when Nicolas Cage sat by the pool and leaving Las Vegas and drank a whole fifth of something?
Speaking of his divorce is finalized.
Oh, good. The 3-day.
Yeah.
Finally.
Nevada said, okay, you can have it.
How much did she score? Millions?
Nothing.
They annulled this one.
No, the annulment, they just said you have to go through a divorce proceeding.
It was four days.
He had to give her something.
There's got
to
be a money-back guarantee if you don't make it a full week. 4 days. There's no payment plan for that.
Shouldn't be, but I guarantee she got some.
If I give you $1 million, will you go away, baby girl?
No, I want half.
I didn't even get a half a week out of you.
Based on the documents, it seems Nick failed to score the annulment and settled for a good old-fashioned divorce.
Oh, that's painful. A 4-day divorce when you've got money is a nightmare. We were together for 4 days. Each day cost me $8 million. I need to make more crappy movies.
Yeah, he was drinking.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, he had some issues. I was sitting by the pool drinking Jameson and making the shaking stop, and I woke up married to a waitress. 4 days later, I was out million.
You back off, because you and your vodkas are your...
I like it, but I'm not the one who has the issue at work.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also not yelling at anyone over backing off my drinking.
Did you see Alex?
This is right down the
Rodriguez.
List, by the way. Right on it. The whole list of things that happen when you're drunk.
What are you talking
here
about?
Here we go. Denial.
God, you're a hypocrite is what you are.
Anger. Lashing out. Projecting. It's all right here in front of me.
A-Rod.
Somebody said that Leland says, Eric, you're drinking as a coping mechanism. It's like when people say, I don't have a small penis. You just have a gigantic vagina. It isn't the vagina's fault. You can't fill it. It's true. It's not the event's fault. You're full of liquor. I enjoy it because I don't care. Go ahead. Walk out in traffic. That's your choice. But, yeah, I still know what it is.
You see, A-Rod is going to have to invest in some blinds. He's in his apartment in New York, and someone snapped a photo of his window of him on the crapper texting.
Well, what's he doing taking a dump with a window wide open? You're asking for it.
In New York, I guess... you can do that. There's no...
Sure you can.
Yeah.
There's buildings all around you, so someone's going to see.
Well, I remember in Chicago, I was sitting in my hotel, and the building across was apartments, and I looked out, and the windows are wide open. This old man walks through totally naked. He's old as dirt. And it's like for me to John G over on the couch, I'm like, there's like an alley between us. I can smell you. And then his old lady comes in, and she drops trowel, bends over, gives me the b-hole all the way across the thing. I'm like, am I seeing old lady b-hole? Didn't turn out the lights forever. Took him 20 minutes to get ready for bed. I watched every second of it.
So how fast did you finish?
Oh, I was done already, or I would have started over. I was in the afterglow, and they were my fantasy post. This is how it all ends, boy! I got my tummy covered in of Happy Me.
How many Moscow Mules deep were you?
Zero. It was in a Chicago hotel room, and I was enjoying my stay. I had a plop.
A-Rod said he was just happy it wasn't Jennifer or the kids that they were.
That's all I'm pooping?
In the bathroom there.
Right, because they'd have had some class and shut a window before they took a deuce.
Well, you can't. There's no blinds on that window.
There are. I guarantee you there are blinds on that window. That's a wide open window of a bathroom. If you don't put blinds on it, that's your fault too. Is it his house or an apartment or a hotel?
Apartment, I think, in New York.
My wife does it. It bugs me. She leaves we have shutters. The shutters open in the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
All the time.
No.
And I'm like, I can't go to the bathroom with these shutters.
No.
So I'm always closing them. I got to go in there and close them.
You have to.
I don't care how much you like sunlight coming in.
Get a skylight.
Yeah.
Don't put wall windows open while you're deucing or showering. Weirdo.
You're just attracting vampires, Eric. Closing those shutters.
You are?
Yeah, because of the daylight coming in there. She wants light in that bathroom. But then she's an energy drain.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Hey, he swung and missed.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
It's all right. It's late.
Yeah, we're done. 10, 10. But, man, it sort of ruined everything, didn't it?
I'm trying to catch on. But
I'm going
to
walk away from this one feeling like, all right, guys, nice job. But now I'm like, well, we could try harder tomorrow. The hell was that last part about?
There's always tomorrow, Jim.
Yeah, there's always tomorrow.
For dreams to come true. Sorry, guys, I used up all my making sense words earlier. Now I'm just going to spew out some weirdness.
Good times.
There you go. Don't explain it. Ask Brady anything, but give him a couple hours to kind of reset.
What time is that, Brady?
You got till 1, right?
1:30.
You're going to 1:30. Are you going to do it in the RV or at home?
We'll do it in the RV.
You're just going to go out in the RV, just you?
Yeah.
And answer questions that you've gotten
on the
gram.
Ride around.
Oh, you're going to drive around too?
You shouldn't drive and answer questions.
Why are you going to do that? Why not just do it stationary? There's nobody to impress in there. It's your own RV.
No, we will. We'll park it.
Don't text and drive.
Are you going to take it somewhere and park it?
Yeah.
Why not just do it where it sits? Save some gas. Why do you hate the environment so much? Yeah, that's weird.
It's Brady's world.
I know. It's just odd.
It's a road trip. Sometimes you get hungry. You got to have a grilled cheese or something.
Oh, yeah. All right. So you're going to drive to lunch and answer some questions on the gram.
Yeah.
All right. Ask him anything. It's over on Brady's gram.
Brady Bogan 98.
That's right. That's it. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves an amazing Tuesday, and we will see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me. 98.